Com.
Hey, good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I am your nutritional pharmacist and host, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I practice in Boulder, Colorado. At EconoComp Pharmacy, I practice non-prescription drug pharmacy, just working with skincare, just working with nutritional supplements. I never did like working with prescription drugs. Prescription drugs are toxic poisons, occasionally necessary, but oftentimes dangerous. Prescription drug strategy is an antiquated medicinal approach, and we take a different approach here on The Bright Side. We practice nutritional medicine. If you've got questions about getting off your prescription drugs or getting on a supplement program like the one I take and the one that I recommend from Youngevity, you can give us a call at 866-582-9933. You can send me an email at ben@ksco.com. You can always call my friends Phyllis and Andy and Nasima and Rachel and learn more about the Youngevity products at 866-735-2470. Don't forget to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, or my website, brightsideben.com. I'm joined today, as I am every day, on The Bright Side by my co-host and good friend, Douglas Winfrey. Hello there, Doug.
Good morning.
Great to be here again, starting another day.
Yes. Did you have your apple today?
I saw that story, and I knew you were going to like that story, and we'll get to that here.
I thought that was interesting. I didn't know, obviously a lot of sugar in apples since these women were eating dried apples in this study and this story that we're referring to. But they believe that it will hold true for fresh apples as well. But it was they lowered their cholesterol by quite a bit by just eating an apple a day.
That is interesting. There's a lot of things in fruits and vegetables that are very important. Of course, fruits have a problem, and that is the sugar. And today, apples are some of the most genetically modified fruits that we have. And by the way, apples are some of the most pesticide-loaded fruits that we have. So if you are going to eat your apples to lower your cholesterol and improve your health, make sure you wash them real well. Make sure you use organic. It's always a great idea to use organic produce, given all the pesticides that are out there. One of these days, we're going to get to talk about GMO. GMO grains, too, because that's another big problem when it comes to produce. But, fruits and vegetables are definitely something that we want to think about when it comes to good health. All our regular listeners know by now, I'm sure, that the triangle of disease is really what the core of health and wellness is about. And for those of you who don't know, the triangle of disease is the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal system, and it starts for most of us. When we're born, the human immune system / digestive system, it is one system, is typically born underdeveloped, and it needs nutrients to thrive. It needs nutrients to mature. We said it before, but it bears repeating. The infant's immune system and digestive tract has to get its nutrients from breast milk, or it will be compromised for life. The digestive system and immune system will be compromised for life if you are not breastfed, or if you're not breastfed for long enough, or if the mother who's breastfeeding, even if she's breastfeeding long enough, if she herself is nutritionally deficient. That pretty much covers most of us, and that pretty much means that for most of us, the long journey towards disease begins right when we're born. And then if the baby, of course, is fed the typical standard American diet, the SAD, the SAD, the digestive compromise, and then is accelerated until the point is reached somewhere where some kind of symptoms will show up. Another important point that you want to keep in mind is that the liver and the blood sugar system are intimately connected to the digestive system. The liver is functionally a part of both the digestive system. It's responsible for processing foods that we eat, and it's also functionally a part of the blood sugar system. It's responsible for metabolizing and utilizing sugar. And so it's a short hop from the digestive system to the blood sugar system. And that's called diabetes when the blood sugar system goes awry, or prediabetes, and it covers 100+ million people in this country. That's one out of three people that we know of that is either pre-diabetic or diabetic. Simple inappropriate fluctuations, changes, ups and downs in blood sugar, which follow digestive distress, can stress the entire chemistry of the body, and that's when your adrenal glands kick in. Adrenal activity throws off the digestive system, causing further distress, and you get your vicious cycle. And what's even worse is chronic adrenal activation, adrenal gland stimulation from long-term stress, can feed backwards in the triangle back to the blood sugar system by changing energy requirements. And now you have your triangle disease spinning in the opposite direction. Functionally, the triangle of disease is basically one disease system. From that point, every single disease is possible. Everyone, folks, everyone. From this point, you can have your fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, heart disease, even cancer. It may sound like a complicated mess, but really, compared to trying to address all of these diverse symptoms, it's a heck of a lot simpler. The triangle approach means that only three bodily symptoms have to be addressed. What's even more important is that the triangle approach allows us to focus on causes, not on effects. And because power and leverage always occurs at the causal level, that's where you have your power. Cures result from addressing causes. The most important philosophy of wellness that this triangle approach supports is that all symptoms, all symptomology, all constellations of symptoms, which we call diseases, all of them are treatable. All of them. And that's a powerful philosophy. Philosophy number two, which is a corollary, is that there is no magical disease fairy. There is no magical elemental being that drops disease dust on us and gives us our migraines. That is backwards medieval thinking. I remember reading a book on history, on the history of the Middle Ages a few years ago, and I remember reading about the three known causes of disease in medieval Germany. All right, these are the three things they thought caused disease back in the 12th and 11th century in the woods in Germany. All right, number one, the number nine. Number two, evil vapors. They used to call them humors. Evil vapors in the air caused disease. And number three, little wood elves that shot people with tiny little invisible arrows. Those were the three causes of disease that medical professionals of the time told people caused all their problems. The number nine, evil vapors, and little wood elves. Now, I got a kick out of that, but guess what? Today, our ideas of disease are only slightly more advanced, except instead of elves shooting arrows, it's our genetics shooting genes and mutations. And instead of evil vapors, it's evil bacteria and evil bugs and evil viruses. And instead of the number nine attacking us, it's our bodies attacking us. As in anxiety attacks, panic attacks, heart attacks, gallbladder attacks. Like I was just sitting here, minding my own business, and my heart attacked me. I'm just an innocent bystander. It's my body, and it's just not compliant. It's not participating. It's crazy. It's attacking me for no reason. And we've constructed this entire medical model that's built around this idea. Now, I know some of us probably don't want to hear this. We want to think that we have nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with our choices, and we're innocent, and there's no known cause. Medicine actually has a term that they use when something has no known cause. They call it essential. Essential hypertension means hypertension that has no known cause. It really means it's essential to who you are. Yeah, we don't know what's causing your disease, so it's just a part of who you are. We spoke to a gal yesterday, and she said she was perfectly healthy. She ate well. Everything's great, and then all of a sudden, bam, she got fibromyalgia and connective tissue pathology. She was perfectly fine, and it just hit. And the doctor said there's no known cause, no known reason. But they did give her anti-inflammatory medicines and anti-immune medicines because they did know, or they at least suspected, that the immune system slash inflammatory system was activated. If the immune system slash inflammatory system, they're the same system basically, they're functionally the same. 80% of your immune system is in your digestive system. If your immune slash inflammatory system kicks in, more than likely you have a digestive problem because there's only three places that invaders can get in to activate the immune system. The skin, the lungs, and the digestive tract. Skin is rare, lungs is rare, almost always it's a digestive issue. And more than likely, it's been going on for a while, giving the astounding, amazing resilience of the human body. Now, here's the very, 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 very important point. Once you understand that the body is built for repair and healing, and once you understand that disease always starts off slowly and builds up to a crescendo, you can begin to look for breaches in the terrain. It may be a riddle, it may be a puzzle, it may be frustrating, but the way you work a mystery is by systematically eliminating suspects. And the most likely suspect is always the digestive system. And, of course, if there's breaches in the digestive system, then you got your blood sugar system, your insulin system that can be thrown off, then the adrenals, and then every other symptom. Sometimes the thyroid's involved in between there. Inflammation and autoimmunity can and do appear anywhere. And from there, oxygenation can be disrupted, cancer can begin, acidosis, osteoporosis, mineral imbalance, heart disease, on and on and on. The ultimate tragedy of it all is that there's just three places you need to work. We'll address this and take some of your letters and some of your phone calls on the bright side when we come back from break. 866-582-9933 is the number. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs with Doug Winfrey. Don't go away. We're coming back after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back, folks, on the Bright Side. I'm your pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, your nutritional pharmacist. The number is 866-582-9933. We're here every day on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network and affiliates around the country, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. And let's see, you want to check out my blog, it's pharmacistben.com. I don't update it as much as I should, but it gets updated periodically. And, of course, you can always check out our website, brightsideben.com, or give our friends Phyllis and Andy, Nasima or Rachel a call at 866-735-2470. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, and I personally highly recommend the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Check that one out. It's a powder. You put it in water. You drink your nutritional supplements. It's always best. That's one of the things we learned in pharmacy school. Pharmacy 101. You always want to liquefy your nutrients and take them either as liquids or intravenously if you want to maximize absorption. Digestion is always the rate-limiting step in the value you get from your medicines or from your nutrition. So it's always a great idea if you can find liquid nutritional supplements to take them that way. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, of course, allows you to do that. So does the Ultimate Classic. So does the Tangy Tangerine, and there's a whole bunch of products, actually, that Longevity provides that allow you to get liquid nutrition. Doug, you had an interesting story you were telling me off air, and I think the listeners might benefit about Dr. Semmelweis.
Yeah, he was a doctor, I think it was around the turn of the last century or the two centuries ago, and he had made a discovery, just sort of cursory by observation more than anything, that there was, at that point in time, there was a high birth rate death among babies. But what he started noticing was that the babies that were delivered by midwives had a much higher survival rate than those delivered by doctors. And what he realized was going on was, you know, the doctor, most in those days, were also surgeons, and they may be, you know, removing someone's leg because they had gangrene or whatever, and they would finish up there, not even really rinse their hands in alcohol, just wipe them off maybe on their dirty apron or whatever, and walk into another room and deliver a baby. And he made the connection that these guys were bringing, you know, bacteria and germs with them that was transferred onto the baby, and of course that was actually aiding in the high death rate. And when he made that observation public, he was summarily fired.
The doctors didn't appreciate his...
No, and you know, to be quite honest, that kind of attitude among the medical industry is still very prevalent.
Yeah, that's
if you
right.
buck the tide,
yeah,
you
yeah.
are not going to last long.
That's what happened to Dr. Wallach. That's what happened to Kilmer McCauley, the doctor from Harvard, who back in the 1950s was talking about homocysteine as the cause of heart disease. And that was when the cholesterol theory of heart disease was starting to gain some traction, and they didn't really appreciate Dr. McCauley saying it wasn't cholesterol, that all you needed was some B vitamins. And turns out Dr. McCauley was absolutely correct, and he has since been vindicated. But your point is well taken, that the medical profession sometimes does not take kindly to people disagreeing with the mainstream, as Thomas Kuhn wrote in his book, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions, Science Progresses Funeral by Funeral. Well, we don't have to wait for the old guard to die, folks. You just have to participate and listen and get information. That's what we're here on The Bright Side doing, providing information about the power of nutritional medicine. Good nutrition is good medicine. And I do have a few letters I want to talk about here that sort of address what we were talking about. You know, whenever you see growth in the body, whether it's inappropriate growth, whether it's skin cells that are dividing too rapidly, whether it's endometrial lining that is dividing too rapidly, whether it is cataracts or whether it's fibroids or whether it's cysts, anytime you see some kind of growth, inappropriate growth, the first thing you want to think about is the growth hormone, insulin. And given that most of us have blood sugar issues, it's a likely bet that you got something going on with your blood sugar system or your insulin system if you have any of these growth issues. And I want to talk about Bill's letter. Bill wrote about his wife's cataracts, and also another letter that I got about a skin issue called porokeratosis. And anytime you see keratosis or keratosis in a disease state, you want to think about keratin or keratinocytes, which are skin cells dividing rapidly, and keratoses are a very common, perhaps the most common, skin disorder. But first, let's take our first phone call. Phyllis in Nevada wants to talk to us, and if you want to talk to us, the number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. What's up, Phyllis?
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
I have a quick question for you. I need a little bright side magic this morning.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm someone who normally doesn't eat sugar.
Okay.
So here's what happened.
Okay.
Last night, I had a couple cookies.
Okay.
And they were from Whole Foods. They were very, very well-made cookies, but they had sugar in them.
Were they special Whole Foods sugar, though, right?
Well, yes.
Special healthy Whole Foods sugar.
It was natural sugar.
Oh, natural sugar. Okay, that's good
yes.
stuff then. All right. All right.
Yes. And I had a couple glasses of wine. And
yeah.
what I find this morning, I woke up, I was so depressed.
That's interesting. And you usually don't eat sugar, right?
No. So I need some advice.
All right.
What, I haven't eaten breakfast yet. What should I eat for breakfast? And what happened with the sugar in my mood? I know you're kind of an expert on sugar.
Right. Well, especially if your body's not used to sugar, the sugar in two cookies and a couple of glasses of wine, that's a significant amount of sugar for a system that's not used to handling sugar. So what ends up happening, that tells me that your body is having a hypersensitive insulin response and it's pulling out your blood sugar really quickly. If your insulin is that sensitive that your blood sugar gets pulled down so quickly that you have some mood issues, then you may be starting to go into some hyperinsulin issues, too much insulin or too powerful insulin. Tell me about weight fluctuations in the last, say, 5, 10 years, 15 years. Have you noticed that you're having problems losing weight where you never had problems before, or gaining weight where you didn't gain weight before?
Well, I know my thyroid is a little sluggish. I've actually been told I have Wilson's temperature syndrome.
Well, then all that is a link. All of those are links. Remember, the triangle of disease is connected to the thyroid. So whenever you have a thyroid issue, the first hop is to the adrenal glands. The next hop is to the blood sugar system. So we're running out of time here, and we got to go to a break. So here's what you want to do. First and foremost, for breakfast, you want protein and essential fatty acids. Do a couple scoops of that Nature's Way or the Suzanne Summers shake. And then six capsules of the Ultimate EFAs. And then make sure that you're taking the sweeties. In fact, if you had taken the sweeties with your cookies and with the wine, and always when you're drinking wine, if you want to treat that as a potential blood sugar problem, drinking wine, it's very rich in sugar, it's not a bad idea to take a sweeties with your wine, especially if you know you're going to have more than one or two glasses. So take some sweeties today. Take some sweeties this morning. Maybe take a couple of doses, two capsules at a time in each dose, protein for breakfast, and essential fatty acids. And then that should take care of any kind of blood sugar issues that are related to what happened last night. But again, if you do more sugars, that's going to happen again. So keep in mind the sweeties helps your body metabolize sugar. Protein and essential fatty acids are very grounding. Okay, Phil?
Great. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling from Nevada. Yeah, we don't often think of wine and we don't often think of alcoholic mixed drinks as very rich sources of quick-acting sugar. So the sweeties, which is one of my favorite of the longevity products, it's chromium and it's vanadium, and these are two very important minerals for helping the body's insulin response. And the insulin response is connected to a whole bunch of problems, and we'll talk about two very significant problems that a lot of people suffer from. Bill writes about his wife's cataracts and a keratosis issue. I got a letter about it from Scott who wants to talk about his skin issues with keratosis, both of which are related, at least potentially, to problems with blood sugar and insulin. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're here 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. 866-582-9933 is the number. We'll take a break and come back with your phone calls and cover a couple letters and some interesting stories from the news as well. Don't go away.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed. Or your money back.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from Fear of Falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Thanks for joining us, folks. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, on the Genesis Communication Network. And take your emails at ben@ksco.com. For those of you who've emailed me, it helps if you put your phone number there because it's a lot easier for me to give you guys a call and talk about stuff than it is to type, especially with health issues. There's so many variables and there's so many questions, and I know some of you write me really nice, comprehensive notes, but even still, I can answer your questions a lot more comprehensively, a lot more completely if I have a phone number and we can discuss things. So if you put your phone number in your email, it's a lot easier for me to get back to you. Devorah wrote us from Israel, and she has a child who actually has a kidney problem. The child has been diagnosed with, let's see what she calls it here, MPGN, kidney nephritis with unknown causes, all right? Now, kidney disease is one of those just horrible issues, horrible health concerns that's happening more and more with folks. The poor child is on all kinds of drugs. He's on blood pressure drugs. He's on water pills. He's on the nastiest drug known to mankind, prescription drug, prednisone, which is an absolutely hideous drug. And I'm not saying, Deborah, if you're listening, Deborah, in Israel, that you have to go, you know, that the drugs, that you want to go necessarily right off of the drugs. You certainly want to wean yourself off of the drugs. But the first thing you want to think about with kidney disease is the blood sugar system. The link between diabetes and blood sugar problems and kidney problems is intimate and connected. So I'd be looking at blood sugar issues. I'd also be looking at an overactive immune system. Whenever you have an overactive immune system, as always, 80% of the immune system is in the digestive system. So look to digestive problems. If you could put your phone number down, I know you're in Israel, but I'll get you on Skype. If you have a Skype number, that would be great, Deborah. It'd be a lot easier for me to talk to you than to try to answer this question. It's very complicated. Bill writes about his wife's cataracts, and he says that, let's see, she's also got, she's got cataracts. Other than that, she's healthy. Well, let me tell you something. Cataracts, like all disease states, take a long time to show up in the body. If you have cataracts, chances are you got some other thing going on. Again, the link between cataracts and diabetes is well documented. Whenever you have growth issues, cataracts, fibroid cysts, backtrack it to insulin, work with the blood sugar system. If I were you, Bill, if you're listening, I would be working on chromium, vanadium, B-complex, magnesium, zinc. All of these are nutrients that help the body process sugar. The Sweeties from Youngevity helps your body process sugar. And then B1 and B3, thiamine and niacin help the body process sugar. All meals should begin with protein and essential fatty acids that will naturally allow you to reduce the amount of sugar that you eat. It's very difficult to just willpower yourself away from cookies or away from cake or away from fruit or away from bread. The drive for these substances is built in, hardwired into the brain. So willpower is very difficult to work with when it comes to refusing these kinds of foods. On the other hand, if you load yourself up with protein and you load yourself up with essential fatty acids, natural satiety hormone, satisfaction chemicals will be secreted, and it will be a lot easier for you to turn away from foods that you know you shouldn't be eating. So I hope that helps, Bill. And jot your phone number down if you send me another email, and I'll talk to you personally on the phone. All right, let's go to the phones. We got a bunch of calls. Kat in Idaho, what's cooking?
Ben, hi.
Hey, what's up?
I have a question about thyroid.
Yes.
I have a thyroid that started losing steam about 6 years ago.
Okay.
I take a pill every day.
Okay, what do you take? What's your pill?
Levothyroxine.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've been hearing all kinds of things about what you should do in the case of a nuclear disaster.
Okay.
Taking iodine.
Okay.
What does that mean for me? What does somebody who takes a pill have to do?
Okay, good question. First of all, thyroid disease is very, very common. I always link the thyroid to the adrenal glands, which is linked to the blood sugar system and the digestive system. So those are the three places that you want to focus on, and I'll get to that in a second. But your question about iodine is very important, and I want you to know about levothyroxine as well. Levothyroxine, which is a synthetic form of thyroid, it's made in the laboratory synthetic, but it duplicates one of the forms of thyroid hormone, which is called technically T4. Now, T4 is not the strong form of thyroid. And so when you're taking T4 as a drug, Synthroid or levothyroxine, your body has to activate that to T3 in order to get the real strong, high-powered, active thyroid hormone. So T4, which is what you're taking, ma'am, needs to be converted into T3. But here's the rub. In order for T4 to be converted into T3, your digestive system has to be functioning correctly, because the activation occurs in the digestive tract through the liver as well as through good bacteria. So if you have any digestive problems, you're not going to be able to activate the T3 or activate the T4 into T3. Does that make sense how I said that, ma'am?
Yes.
Kat, okay. So anything going on in the digestive system? And if you say go ahead.
I don't have any digestive problems. And, in fact, when they about 6 years ago diagnosed me with the thyroid problem, I told him to send the test back. It must be a mistake because I didn't feel.
Well, you cannot have a thyroid problem without a digestive problem. That doesn't happen. So you just don't know that you have a digestive problem. Now, again, this is very common, and I want everybody to understand out there, the body doesn't work where there's just one thing that goes wrong. That's not how it happens in the body. This is not my opinion, folks. This is how the body works. You can't, unless you have like a mechanical condition where you fall and hurt yourself, if you have a biochemical condition, it occurs as a syndrome in a constellation of symptoms. So it is our job as patients to figure out the dots so we can create a pattern. And that's what you're looking to do, is you're looking to find all the different dots in the body, and the dots are the different symptoms, and then put it together to create a pattern. Did you ever play Battleship when you were a kid, Kat, the game Battleship?
Sure.
Okay. So you know when you play Battleship, if you're going to sink a battleship, you got to have multiple dots, right? If you just have one dot, that doesn't tell you where a ship is, but you got to find different spaces where there's something and where there isn't something. And from the answers that you get from the person that you're playing, you form a pattern, and that tells you where your problems are. If you just have one point, you can't figure out the pattern, and that doesn't allow you to treat accurately. So you have to look for multiple points. The thyroid, the connection between the thyroid and the digestive system is notorious. Notorious for two reasons. Number one, as I said, thyroid hormone is activated in the digestive system. So if you have a digestive problem, you're not going to be activating the thyroid. Secondly, once you're hypothyroid, that feeds back to the digestive system because the digestive system depends on a healthy thyroid. So for you to say you don't have a digestive system doesn't make sense. Number one, because you can't have the thyroid problem without a digestive condition. And number two, once you have a thyroid problem, that's going to cause a digestive condition. You follow, Kat? And I don't mean this in a bad way. I'm not trying to be mean to you or anything. I just want you to focus on that because we can't solve your problem unless you see that. You understand, ma'am? Does that make sense?
Okay.
So here's the digestive things that you got to look for. Gas, burping, heartburn, bloating, pain, diarrhea, constipation. And the problem is, we become transparent to our digestive problems because all our friends have them, our family has them, and we've had them all our life. So they just don't stand out. But without seeing what foods are linked to what problems, we can't get to a solution. Kat, I want to continue with this discussion when we come back from break. Can you hang on with us?
Okay.
Hang on with us because I really want to finish this up. And those of you on hold, stay there. We'll get to you when we get back from break. Hopefully we'll get to everybody. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. If you want to check out my website, it's brightsideben.com. We'll be back right after this.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs with Doug Winfrey. Got full lines going on, so let's see what we can do real quick. Kat in Idaho, ma'am, are you there?
Yes.
All right, so I hope I'm not coming across too harsh, but it's real important that you clear the most usual suspects. It's like when you watch CSI, Crime Scene Investigation on TV, they're always clearing the most usual suspects. You know, God forbid if somebody close to you died, your husband or your wife, you'd be the first person that they would check. Not that they said that you did it, but they need to clear you first. And it's much the same relationship between the digestive system and the thyroid, or the digestive system and a whole bunch of other issues. The digestive system needs to be cleared first. So first and foremost, you need to check that out. And we're looking, as I say, we're looking for different dots so we can form a pattern. If in an unusual situation, the slim likelihood you don't have a digestive issue, then you got to go to the blood sugar system. And that means controlling insulin and controlling sugar, both. Controlling sugar is easy to do. It's basically a dietary thing. It's a lifestyle. It's choice making. Lifestyle choices, and that means more protein, more essential fatty acids, and less insulin-spiking foods, sugary foods, your usual suspects, bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, corn, and these are the foods we crave, so it's important that you give yourself protein and fat so that you naturally wean yourself away from the cravings rather than using willpower, and then take in the supplements that strengthen insulin, as we've said, the B-complex, chromium and vanadium, magnesium, zinc, your essential fatty acids. All of these help with the insulin and the sugar response. There's also something called alpha-lipoic acid, which is wonderful for the sugar response. Then you want to work on the adrenal glands, because the link between the adrenal glands and the thyroid is tight and firm and well documented. So that means relaxing mentally and emotionally. That means deep breathing, oxygenation, and oxygen in general is very important for the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are also responsive to sugar, so keeping your sugar stable will help there. Then there's some great supplements for the adrenal glands. There's a product from Longevity called D-Stress, which is specific for adrenal adrenal health. Vitamin B5 is very important for the adrenal glands. Zinc is very important for the adrenal glands. Vitamin C is tremendously important for the adrenal glands, as is vitamin A. And then again, the entire B complex is good. B5 and B12 stand out, however, for adrenal health. So you've got a lot of places to work there. Last but not least, Kat, iodine is very important for the thyroid. Not so much, they're talking about iodine as protection from radiation, but I prefer people to take a standard daily dose of iodine that allows the iodine levels to build up gradually in your body. The whole logic behind taking iodine as a supplement for radiation poisoning is that the iodine that you take in large amounts will saturate your thyroid, and then your thyroid won't take in the bad iodine. This is another principle in nutrition. When your body gets the good stuff, it won't take in the bad stuff. So the thinking is, when you get the good iodine, your body won't take in the radioactive iodine. So rather than dosing yourself with 130 milligrams of potassium iodide, which is the emergency dose, try to take what I call the Japanese dose of iodine. I call it the Japanese dose because it's been shown that the Japanese get 12.5 to 13 milligrams of iodine daily, and they don't have any iodine deficiency diseases. So get yourself on an iodine supplement. These days it may be a little hard to do because everybody's snatched up all the iodine, but look for 12.5 to 13 milligrams of iodine a day. There's several wonderful products that contain that amount of iodine in it. You can get Lugol solution. You can get something called Iodorol, and that would be a great thing for anybody with thyroid problems to take. And then also there's seaweed products. There's a great product from Longevity, which the name escapes me. What is that
Ocean's
product?
Ocean's Gold.
Ocean's Gold, right, Ocean's Gold. Anything with seaweed in it is a good source, not only a good source of iodine, a good source of antioxidants and B vitamins. And seaweed products and algaes are great, great nutritional supplements. So you got a lot of stuff there to work on, Kat. But rest assured, once you start to correct some of these problems, your thyroid should fall right in the line as long as there's no permanent damage. Okay, ma'am? Thanks so much.
Is it possible to ever get off of the thyroid?
Heck yes, it is. As long as there's no permanent damage there. Heck yes. Heck yes, it's possible. Unless you've done permanent damage to your thyroid. If you are hypothyroid, there's a cause there. Hypothyroidism does not just occur. It doesn't just occur in a chemical vacuum, a biochemical vacuum. There's other things happening, but that's why it's so important to play Battleship. That's why it's so important to find the other dots so you can sense the pattern, and then you can start working at the causal level. Does that make sense how I explain that? I hope that's not too awkward. But okay, so work on the digestive system, the blood sugar system, the adrenal system. Stay in touch with us, and we can walk you through the whole process. And thanks for calling, and thanks for listening from Idaho, Kat. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Let's take our next call before we wind down the show here. Who's next? Ryan in Missouri. What's up, Ryan?
Ryan?
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, it's Brian.
Brian.
Okay, I'm actually calling for a friend. It's not actually me, but he's male, early 50s, eats pretty much the standard American diet, and he had a problem with the sciatic nerve, apparently, in the back of the leg that runs up from the ankle up, and he's been to a chiropractor. I guess he went in, and they put like a little device on him that has like an electric current and seemed to help. And then the pain was kind of off and on. Now it's more persistent. Just kind of want to get your thoughts on it.
Okay, here's my thoughts on it. First of all, I'm assuming that it's sciatica, which is basically a whole complex of different symptoms. Pain is one of the symptoms, but there's usually some inflammation involved. Now, if there's a mechanical cause, such as kind of a compression that's going on, that's going to have to be manipulated, and that's something that a chiropractor can do. However, if it's an inflammation, which is very common, once again, the inflammatory system is the other side of the immune system. It's like the immune system is heads, and the inflammatory system is tails, and together they make a coin. So whenever you see inflammation, you want to think about immunity. And whenever you think about immunity, you want to think about the digestive system. All right, so inflammation is a sign of immune activation. Immune activation is many times, I don't want to say 100%, but many times a sign of digestive symptoms, or digestive problems. So we have to clear the most usual suspects first, clear the digestive system. If I don't know how well you know him, but find out, ask him, and don't take no for an answer. Make him really pay attention. What are the digestive symptoms? Gas, bloating, and if you said he's on the standard American diet, chances are, in fact, I would bet dollars to donuts donuts, he's probably got something going on in the digestive system. Here's the problem, Brian, and for all of our listeners. It's not a logical, it's not an easy connection to make between something like sciatica and the digestive system. Sciatica is just a pain in your leg. What's that got to do with my digestion? My leg is my leg, and my digestive system is my digestive system. We have to make that link by understanding biochemistry and understanding the immune system and the inflammatory system, because it's not easy. It's not a logical connection to make unless you start to examine it, and then it's supremely logical. But if at first flush, it doesn't seem like it's a logical connection. So see what kind of digestive symptomology he has. Then see if he can link what he's eating to flare-ups. This is another very important strategy with all health issues. See if you can connect flares. If you have a baseline level of pain, see if you notice when what you ate or what happened in your digestive system when the situation flared up. Or if you don't have baseline levels of discomfort or baseline levels of symptoms, see what you ate when the symptoms show up. In other words, connect the digestive activity, what's happening in the digestive system, to symptomology. That's first and foremost, because sciatica is an inflammatory immune issue. Unless it's mechanical, unless it's compression, it's an inflammatory immune issue, and you need to make that connection. Got to move on, Brian. We've got a bunch of calls to take, but thanks so much for calling, and stay in touch with us. Let us know how he does, okay?
Thanks
so much, buddy. Let's see if we can squeeze one more call in. Peggy, real quick, we only have about a minute.
Okay. Hello, Dr. Fuchs.
Hello, pharmacist.
First off, I want to thank you. I've been battling high blood pressure for quite some time.
Okay.
I heard on your program when you talked about the bone soup.
Yes.
And the magnesium and the niacin. So I made some soup. I ate it for about 3 or 4 days. I felt really great. I've upped my magnesium and upped my niacin, and my diastolic pressure is now under control.
Okay.
But my systolic
okay.
is still too high. I was wondering if there was anything else you could tell me what to do.
Hey, there's a lot you could do. B-complex, number one, if there's any digestive symptomology, that needs to be corrected. But you know what? We got about 15 seconds, and I can't cover everything I want to cover. Can I get you to call back tomorrow? That would be great if you can call back.
Tomorrow? Sure.
That would be awesome. So I'm sorry to do that to you, Peggy, but we're just out of time, and that's how it goes on the bright side. An hour is not anywhere near the time we need to address everything we want to address, but we are here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, on the Genesis Communication Network. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for joining us, folks. Thanks to all our callers. Thanks to all the folks at Longevity. Thank you, Douglas. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Till tomorrow, remember, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, beautiful, wonderful day. Live from the bright side. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bye for now.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.